Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Golly, it's 7 after the hour, but what hour is it? Do you know? And do you care that daylight savings time has ground us into another reality for another year? Actually, there are 19 states, ladies, that want daylight savings time year-round. So what's the argument for either daylight savings time or real time, like we are at the moment in daylight savings time? But if
I don't even care.
We're out of daylight savings time now.
Yeah, we're out of it now.
But we need to pick one. I feel strongly about this. I'm running on a campaign to end Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
The prohibition of Groundhog's Day and the prohibition of daylight savings time. It's awful. Like, I know everybody celebrates getting an extra hour. I celebrated that too, but I don't know about you guys.
What difference is one extra hour? I mean, it's so
exhausted
silly.
Exhausted all day yesterday. Like, my body felt like weird. I was tired. I was ready for bed at 5, and then I laid in bed for the last hour going, oh my gosh, when's my alarm going off? I feel like I've overslept. I mean, it's the stupidest thing. Come on. We don't need this anymore. And then you get states like mine in California where everybody comes together. Like, how many issues can we all come together on? Everybody in California comes together on voting down daylight savings time. And then we realize, well, we just voted to give the power to the state legislature to decide if they ever want to end daylight savings time. They can. So we're still waiting here. It's just ridiculous.
That's Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keenan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Doug Steffen on the DJV program for Monday, November the 8th. The daylight savings time year-round discussion, if you will, argument, focus, happens twice a year. It happens on the day of or the day after.
People die on these days.
Yeah, it's
and farmers don't need it anymore.
No.
I mean, it's the same thing. It's like if you want to know if there's 6 more weeks of winter, you don't need to rip a rodent out of a tree. You can look at your phone. It's just it doesn't. None of this stuff makes sense.
Well, that brings a lot of tourism to certain towns. So I mean, I see that tradition. That's it. That doesn't bug me.
Space gets eaten off.
Well, you know.
It's only a matter of time for those people.
Yeah. But the daylight savings has got to go. It's so dumb. So dumb.
It really doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Mm-mm. But now, to correct me, I said we were in daylight savings. We're out of daylight savings time. So is this the real time? And the rest of the year is not the real time. This is standard time. So this is standard time now, which is real time. Is it not? When you get right down to it,
it's real.
It's the real time. Or is there any such thing as real time? Are we really here? Is this all a figment of our imagination? I suppose that's something we could discuss at length at some point in time. Right now, a lot of people have raised their hand in ire because of the Astroworld Music Festival in Texas, in Houston, launching a criminal investigation into this stampede. So what in the world? 8 people are dead and hundreds of people were injured. So who was doing what with whom here? Who was performing? Travis Scott? Why Astroworld? Is that something I didn't remember hearing about? I've heard all of the South by Southwest and some of these other things that happen in California, but is Astroworld new?
I don't know how new it is, but
Astros Park, right? In the
Energy Stadium. Yeah. I don't know if this is his Travis Scott's tour or what, but this was just a horrible, horrible tragedy. And it was so morbid, but I read so many of the accounts of people who were in this mosh pit sinkhole. Of people just, they were pressed together so tightly people couldn't breathe. People were passing out from lack of oxygen. And then they were getting stepped on and trampled, and it was horrible. And, you know, I don't fully blame Travis Scott. However, he has a reputation for getting people very riled up at his shows, and he tells them all to rush the stage at every one of his shows. People say that he really likes, you know, that chaos.
So he should be held responsible then.
Oh, he will be. I mean, he's going to be. He's already been sued, so he.
Well, but
yeah,
he
has a lot of.
Shouldn't he be prosecuted?
If they can find that he. Well, there was a.
I read it started
lawyer.
Before he even came out, right? Didn't people said that like it got worse once he hit the stage?
It got worse, yeah.
Yeah, that it had already started.
I don't know that people
had.
I don't think people were trampled though until he was on stage, because there were people who were climbing up on the stage yelling for the organizers to stop because people were dying. And no one stopped, and everyone just ignored them.
And couldn't even get in to do anything to help. Mm-hmm.
It was a mess.
What does that tell you about the state of... And who's Kylie Jenner? Who's Travis Scott?
The Kardashian Jenner. She's the youngest one. She's the billionaire. Well, they're all billionaires now, probably, but she's his girlfriend.
Oh.
She's pregnant with... I guess they have the second kid on the way now.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah,
so is she performing with him?
Filming it. No. I think they were filming the new Hulu show. The Kardashians have left E! And they're moving to Hulu. And she said something about, like, if they had known, they wouldn't have been filming, and he would have stopped the show. So I think they were filming it for part of it for the new show.
Huh.
I mean, it's not her fault. She was just there with her boyfriend.
No, but there's somebody to talk about something.
Yeah, I mean, I think Travis Scott could be held liable, though, for some of it. I mean, there's a lot of... The whole thing was filmed.
Sort of a guy, so. Is he? I don't know that much about him. I do recognize his name. Is he a good performer?
A
he must have a crowd.
He has a big following. It's not my thing, but, yeah, mm-hmm. He's got a big following.
And
yeah.
Drake apparently got hit with the lawsuit, too. So he must have been there.
Yeah.
The funny thing, like, I'm with all of you guys. I had never heard of this. I don't know if this Astroworld is, like, a new thing or if it's...
Well, I think it's really new because Astroworld was Travis Scott's album title in 2018.
So yeah, I thought it was, like,
somewhat,
the tour for him as the headliner. Hmm. But anyway, it's a mess. It's a mess. It's awful.
Yep, seems to be.
Young children have died. It's terrible.
Opening of the Eternals this weekend. Anybody go to see it? Movie theaters? It's a rather strident, kind of an awkward... I remember seeing on a couple of occasions the trailer for it and thinking, ooh, this looks awful. Looks creepy. Apparently, it has struck a note, a chord, if you will. It's a Marvel Studio movie referred to as a blockbuster. It's been banned in the Middle East because of the gay storyline. So, interesting that here we are, and I always come back around to our relationship with Saudi Arabia. I mean, I don't expect much different. Kuwait, and Qatar. Is it the Muslim or is it the Middle East? What's the issue with a gay lifestyle? Isn't that in Saudi Arabia or some of these other countries, don't they kill you if they find you're gay?
Yeah.
What do they do with gays?
You're dead. Yeah,
right.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So now we can't have, to each his own, I suppose, if that's the way they want to believe. It doesn't seem to be the progressive or modern way of looking at things. But then when you go to many of the places in the Middle East, there's nothing progressive about any of them. And if it weren't for their oil, they'd be in the dark ages. Or I guess they are still.
No, even with their
manner
oil,
speaking.
They're still in the dark ages.
Yeah, right. They still are. So, okay. Speaking of oil, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, who used to be the governor of Michigan, right? Wasn't she the governor of Michigan? Remember her? Yeah, she was the governor of Michigan. Nobody's chiming in, so unless I'm on my own on that one.
I don't know. You brought it up. You asked the question. But, yes, former governor of Michigan.
Right. They're looking into tapping the nation's strategic petroleum reserve because of the cost of oil. I was in California over the weekend, $5.39.
Welcome to town.
For oil at the more expensive, for gas at the more expensive stations. Interesting. Why would people pay that? It's like 76 stations are always more expensive. ARCO stations are more expensive.
That's a little high, but I'm telling you, the average cost is $4.59 is the average cost. I was looking at it all weekend when I was driving around. I found one cheap place in the valley that was like $4.39 for regular, but by and large, $4.59, $4.75, $4.85 or something like that, I think, or how it goes up with the different levels of gasoline.
Hmm. And so what is tapping into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve? Is that how it was when Obama was president? We didn't have to buy a lot of oil from other places because we had enough for ourselves. And so what changed in the last, between when Trump was president and now Biden is president? Why aren't we using these, or what is there that has, I have a couple of friends who are in the oil and gas business, and they're pumping out the oil all the time because the prices have gone from about 60, I think my friend Ralph told me it had been 50, 60 bucks a barrel, now it's up to 80, or close to it. And so there's a lot of reason to be pumping out oil. I just don't understand what deals we make with OPEC to try to assuage them. The Saudis are the leaders, aren't they, of OPEC? Why do we help? What the hell?
We didn't have to have relationships with them under Trump. Now we've got them under Biden. Biden's made it easier.
Well, but Doug's question was, what about under Obama? So what happened? So I don't know. It's Biden didn't come in, and then all of a sudden OPEC doesn't like
us. No,
that's not
right.
I'm not saying that
they don't like us. I'm actually saying they like us right now because we used to be energy independent, and now we are not.
But it didn't happen overnight.
You guys both said I was crazy, but my thought is that we've cut down pumping oil in our own country because of environmental regulations. That is what I believe to be true.
Is it true?
I don't know.
I think so. Why would we be using OPEC when we don't need to?
Yeah,
well,
that,
we've never not used OPEC, though. I mean, that's
yeah, we didn't. No, we didn't. There was during Obama's administration, we used very little. We shipped in tankers very, very little oil, very little. It mostly was our own resources, offshore oil in the Gulf. There's a lot of oil in Alaska. There's a lot of oil.
Using our own resources, and now we are not. And many people, and at least. I believe it's because Biden was forced into a lot of environmental choices to close down pipelines to make it more difficult for people.
But why wouldn't Obama have been there? That's the question. Why would Obama not have been
there? I feel like we need to research this more because there's more to this issue.
I would like to know. My friend has 3,000 oil wells, and most of them are little in Ohio and Indiana and Illinois. They pump out a couple of barrels a day, and that's it. And they have tanks, and they hold them in reserve until the prices go up, and then they sell what they have, and they've been selling a lot of oil in the last three or four months, since basically Biden became president, so got to be some connection. 18 past the hour.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the, I just like them all. Slippers are great too. And the reason they are because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Folks, it looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Running 3 after the hour now as we make a few waves for this Monday. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer's here. Victoria J. has lined up a whole bunch of trending stories that start with a focus on George Clooney right after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so Jay, please, what in the heck is going on? George Clooney's got a beef. Is it legitimate?
Oh, for sure, for sure. He's just the latest of the celebrities calling out tabloids saying leave celebrities' children alone. Celebrities may have signed up to have their lives invaded by cameras nonstop, but the children did not. And he wrote an open letter to the UK tabloid magazine Daily Mail asking them to stop publishing pictures.
They are the worst.
Yeah, he recently saw a photo of Billy Lord's one-year-old son. Billy Lord is the daughter of Carrie Fisher, granddaughter of Debbie Reynolds. So her one-year-old son, Kingston, you know, kind of Hollywood royalty in and of himself, too. And George Clooney is saying, we need to protect our kids, especially when it comes to his own children. He and his wife, Amal, they are not on social media. They don't post, like, they don't have any photos of their kids out in the public eye. They want to protect their kids, especially because George is such an A-list celebrity. His wife is a human rights lawyer, and they need to protect their kids, and they can't do so if you still have these tabloids taking all these photos.
Not to drop any names here, but
My dad actually talked to George Clooney about this, and he said this is that he's not worried about his own fame so much, but that there are some really bad people that she takes down as an attorney or that have vendettas against her because of stuff that she's done in the past. Not because she was on the wrong side, but because she was taking down people who were violating others. Yeah, human rights. And that's, I think they're even more afraid of that than just his celebrity. It's just who she has taken down in the past or who she might continue to take down in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they can't continue to protect their children if you have these tabloids that just keep posting about them, where they're at, what they look like.
And why do people care in the first place? Here's the last sentence.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we hope that you would agree that the need to sell advertising isn't greater than the need to keep innocent children from being targeted. I find it difficult to imagine what that's like. Some of us, you make choices. The radio world is different, and it's better. With a few exceptions, yeah, Limbaugh was followed that way. And I think Sean does more because of television than probably radio. But I don't know. Are there any other radio people that are not strictly radio?
It depends
on
what people say. If they say something that someone doesn't like, then the death threats start coming in. I don't think it's to the same extent, but...
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are privacy laws in the UK that prevent you from posting a picture of a child. So I don't know why we can't just get that law over here, because then any of the other international publications wouldn't be able to do it either. So I don't know. I think the U.S. needs to up its privacy laws.
So, yeah, but then enforcing them, Victoria, who enforces them? How do you do that? That would be,
well,
it seems to me, it's
a fine. You get them to take them down.
Yeah. Well, and Blake Lively has even called out to the public to stop downloading these, stop clicking on the websites when you see these kids' pictures.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Sorry, good luck with that.
Yeah.
28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. DesignWorks, BMW Group's strategic design consultancy, has opened Materia, the Garden of Possibilities, an immersive exhibit that explores the future of potential of biomaterials and their possible applications in manufacturing. Material serves to underscore the BMW Group's commitment to innovation, sustainability, and circularity by exploring environmentally friendly alternative materials. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 month supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fat product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With policies put into play by the Biden administration, fuel and energy prices are skyrocketing. Now the Biden administration is considering shutting down another oil pipeline. The administration has yet to decide what to do with Line 5 in Michigan. Line 5 is part of a network that moves crude oil and other petroleum products from Western Canada, pumping about 54,000 barrels a day. Petroleum is taken from the pipeline in Escanaba, Michigan. Former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, Biden's energy secretary, reported Sunday that heating prices will rise this winter regardless of the Biden administration's decision on the pipeline. A hacking group with potential ties to China has breached 9 global organizations as part of an ongoing espionage effort. The report labels the Chinese threat group as Emissary Panda. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now that the bipartisan infrastructure bill passed on Friday and is awaiting the president's signature, the massive social spending bill that will give roughly 11 million illegal immigrants citizenship and more IRS agents to pry into your finances is next on Capitol Hill. The policies and tax hikes in the Democrats' spending bill should not become law. That's according to Ohio Representative Republican Jim Jordan on Newsmax. He said we should avoid this legislation.
Well, we hope it doesn't pass because it's not good for the country, not good for American families, going to raise their taxes, going to increase the cost of energy, so we hope this thing doesn't pass. And frankly, 4 different times now, the Speaker of the House has had a date where she said we're going to pass the legislation, and she's 0 for 4. Twice the Speaker of the House has summoned the President of the United States to Capitol Hill to close the deal, and he's 0 for 2. So let's hope that now, you know, that 0 for 6 turns into this week 0 for 7, because as I said, this legislation is bad for the country, not just the spending, but the policies in it, the tax increases, the energy policy in it, and all kinds of other things. So I hope it doesn't pass. It's bad for the nation, but we're just going to have to wait and see what shakes out today.
The congressman also discussed pending legislation that will keep large settlements from being approved without input from Congress. The Wall Street Journal reported that $450,000 payments were going out to illegal immigrants, but President Biden is denying that, calling the reports garbage, leading to more controversy on whether the payments are being planned or not. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
All right, it's 34 after the hour now, Monday, November the 8th. This is the week of Veterans Day. I was just talking to Jennifer and Victoria and Jay about how it's to be celebrated, because I never remember whether we have holidays in real time or whether it's a Monday holiday. Apparently, it's a real holiday on the real day, which is November 11th. And the reason that it's held on November 11th, ladies, would you like to all chime in? 11-11-11. Yes. 11-11. November 11th at 11 o'clock was when the armistice or the treaty was signed to end World War I. And so that's why we have it on the 11th of November. And people confuse it also with Memorial Day. Memorial Day is supposed to be honoring dead soldiers. Veterans Day is supposed to honor, I think, if my recollection is correct, all veterans, whether they're dead or alive. So what do we do? This is a place we put our thinking caps on, if you will. The outrage of money being spent. I think I felt this yesterday as I listened to a discussion of it on KFI, as a matter of fact, in Los Angeles, about the amount of money that we spend to build up our... We have just spent $110 billion building 12 nuclear-powered submarines. So is there a way we could have built maybe 11 and spent those billions to help the veterans? Or is that too much to ask, too much to think about, too much to do? Is the stranglehold that the military-industrial complex, the stranglehold it has on us and our budget so strong that we would rather, probably not knowingly, or we're either ignorant of it or we don't pay attention to it, or we don't, you know, we probably don't even know. I didn't know that that money had been earmarked for all those submarines. But wouldn't you think that there would be one we could do with one less submarine and take care of veterans? The whole thing sickens me, frankly. I'm not even a veteran.
Well,
my father
was. With all the waste and stuff that's going on, I think we don't even have to, have to choose whether we want a submarine.
So where's the leadership? All of these people that crow about what a great guy Biden is or whoever it is, Trump, all of them do the same thing. They fall in the same hole. They don't give a damn about veterans. They play a...
That's not true.
Oh, it isn't really. Well, how come all the veterans are suffering here, there, and everywhere in this country?
Well,
how many homeless veterans are there?
No, I'm not denying that. I'm saying, I know that. I'm just saying I don't think it's fair to say that no president cares about veterans. I just don't think that that's true.
Okay.
And there are a lot of...
Why do we have this problem, then? What's the... Why?
Well, the problem is that it's a very large problem, and it's multi-layered. It's not just... I mean, I don't know. Sometimes you think you just want to wave a magic wand and solve things that are complex issues.
Certainly. Why is it complex? It's simple. You offer to put your life on the line to protect our country or to go to war with some stupid intention on the part of the government. And when you come back, we ignore you.
Yeah, I know. I'm not denying that any of that isn't an issue. I'm just saying it is a very multi-layered issue. It's not something, clearly, if it's something that can be easily solved, then any number of presidents in the last 40 years would have solved
it. So what is there
about
it?
Well, I think there's also
then,
a lot of people who are on the line, like follow the corruption. I mean, one of the things that people couldn't push back on Trump with, but certainly it was not popular in certain circles, was the fact when and this was one of the greatest things I think Trump did for the vets, is instead of making them go to VA hospitals, he allowed them to go to whatever hospital or doctor was near them. You had a big problem where a lot of vets who lived in the middle of the country couldn't get the right kind of medical care because they weren't near a VA hospital. And so now, under the Trump administration, he changed that so that people could seek medical care wherever they were, within however many miles from them, instead of having to travel when they were sick to try to get medical treatment. I think that's number one. But, you know, there are a lot of people who are dialed into making money off of the old system. So that was, I think, one of the best things that Trump did. I think it was extremely important to him. I would question how important the military is when we're giving dishonorable discharges to people who won't take a vaccine shot. Because when they're a dishonorable discharge, those people could have put their lives on the line in Afghanistan or Iraq or wherever they might be. And now they're not going to be able to get any services.
Yeah, that
it's
whole
ridiculous.
Thing is, you talk about the problem. The Democrats are going to have a huge problem with that next time around, because that's just, it isn't, it's not working. It is, look at all the problems they're having with people, and Biden seems to be digging his heels in on it. It doesn't work. And so anyway, I bring it up because we'll talk about veterans during the course of the week, whether we can offer any suggestions as to how to fix the problem if it is complex, as I don't see it that way, but I respect your thoughts. Victoria, you think it is complex. Maybe there are ways we can address certain aspects of it to get to the root of this, because it is the root of all evil, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to military service. And we say we're proud. We thank people for their service and their meaningless words, because most of the people that have been, especially in the last couple of these wars where they've seen so much in Afghanistan and Iraq, especially the killing of people for no good reason, in a sense. You know, yeah, they want to kill us, but they want to kill us because we're there, and we don't have any real reason for being there.
You know, I don't really like the idea that people say that we were gone for 20 years. I mean, you can argue about whether or not we should have gone, but the real mission was to prevent terror attacks from happening on U.S. soil, and they did that. And so the military was successful on that front.
I think that's
politically, you can talk about whether it's worth it or not, but certainly their mission was fulfilled, and I don't think that it's fair to make people who sat over there putting their own rear ends on the line saying that you failed, because they didn't. They didn't fail. They kept doing it.
Well, you know, you can say that. I don't know that. I don't know there's not, that
well,
there's
we didn't
any
have any terror attacks on
well,
our on our soil, on home soil since
there
have been
terrorist attacks on other people's soil. I don't know. That's a hard argument. Let's come back around to America for the black crime stats, which people think are, and they are, I don't know why they're more important than other stats, but it's an interesting thing because there's been so much attention on Black Lives Matter. The cities like Baltimore that are majority black cities, and what are other, is Chicago, what are some of the other cities, Newark, New Jersey, I guess, would
yeah,
be one.
This was looking at FBI crime stats from smaller to medium-sized cities. So, mm-hmm. like, not, you know, not New York, Chicago, L.A., Dallas, you know, smaller places like Newark, New Jersey, and Gary, Indiana. And so it's interesting. It doesn't paint the whole picture, but it is interesting, though, that in those areas that the violent crime rates went down in 2020. And
what's that attributed to? Is there a conclusion that comes?
A lot of those police offices have said, you know, the during this whole thing with the reporting to the FBI, the crime stats and everything, and so they have an analysis of it. And it kind of looks like some of the newer methods, more training happened. There were, in Newark, New Jersey, not a single cop fired a gun in the whole year of 2020, which is unheard of. I mean, they changed a lot of their policing tactics in response to a lot of the Black Lives Matter.
Were they trying to defund the police
in
Newark or
No. This has nothing to do with defunding the police. I know that people love to talk about that, but that's not.
Well, I'm asking.
I don't know where the police have been defunded anywhere.
Northwest.
Minneapolis, Los Angeles, LA County. The LA County Sheriff's Department was defunded by $140 million.
Defunded,
even more than that.
That's a cut in funding. That's not defunded.
There's a big difference. Well, it's taking away funding, for sure. I mean, defunding means to take away funding. It happened in Minneapolis. They tried to get rid of their police department, just bring out social
workers.
Well,
some people have used that label to show the impact of budget changes versus what's already being spent. I just found it interesting. Is there a comparable stat in cities that are not black?
I don't
know. Somebody looking over the stats?
This was specifically looking at in the aftermath of George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter protests around the country. This was looking at what those smaller cities were experiencing. And, you know, I think that's anytime that there's a lower violent crime rate, then that's a good thing.
Yeah, no matter who's involved, I agree with that. There's a poll out today, ladies, that I find interesting that starts with a couple of different concepts about systemic racism. I was talking about this with my children over the weekend, in fact. And the parents who were polled in this are in favor of children learning about the realities of systemic racism. Only about half of them supported the teaching of critical race theory. And so I don't really, honestly, I think what it does is follow along with my thinking on teaching how to think,
Wait a second. So wait a second. So they're saying, so these parents are saying that they're in favor of the realities of systemic racism being taught.
No, they're understanding what they're all about, not in favor of systemic racism.
Most people don't even know what critical race theory even is.
Well, okay, so would like you explain?
It's what it was designed to do is to point out how the legal system has failed black people in America historically, and that's the systemic part of it, and it's about the justice system. So
people understand it to be that?
No,
though?
People have no idea what this is. And there are a million, you know, late night TV comedians who send cameras out to the middle of America and they go, what's critical race theory? People have no idea what it is, but they know they don't want their kids to learn it.
Well, I think they know now. It's white people being shamed for the fact of being white, and that's
what they think it is, and that's not what it is.
But But if you look at some of the curriculum, and I'm forgetting the name of the company, but we can do a quick Google search. The company that Merrick Garland, the attorney general's son-in-law, is profiting from and making $20 million on. It's the most widely used critical race theory curriculum that's out there. And that one does teach kids. You're either an oppressor or you're a victim. And they're teaching that throughout. That's the message that is woven throughout the whole curriculum.
The reason
seeing parents push back now is not because of someone going, oh, critical race theory is bad. It's that for a year and a half, parents were home and in charge of their kids' education, and they realized what's being taught to them. I don't know why we have to make stuff up. We can talk about the country and just not skip anything. I think that we've been guilty of revisionist history. I think we've taught a lot of that. I also think now we're trying to overcorrect that, and we're kind of doing it on the other side.
We're really overcorrection.
Well, why can't we just talk about what's real? Let's just talk about what's honest. Let's cover our history in the right way. And move forward. I don't know why
one of the issues
has to be political.
In my community of Framingham, Massachusetts, there was a black mayor who's been here for 4 years. She was voted out 70-30 in terms of percentages. And it wasn't because she's black or a woman. It's because she did a horrible job. One of the things became an issue during the campaign was this whole business of critical race theory. She got through the city council the hiring of a diversity officer, which on the surface is a great idea. But the person that was hired was a black lady who came from Charlotte, whose whole business was all about critical race theory, and they were required, department heads and members of staff were required to attend a 2-hour weekly meeting in which they were taught or told because most of them are white, they had advantages over blacks, and that they were told that they had to repeat after this diversity officer, I am a privileged white person, and I have profited by being white, and the black people have suffered, or something, I'm paraphrasing it, but something to that extent. It became a huge issue, which it ought to be, you know, frankly. It's one of the most diverse communities of its size in the country, and the fact that we have this sort of thing being browbeaten into people and onto folks, it became, you know, when it got out that was something that was going on at City Hall, became a huge issue. And it is a huge issue. It's not about indoctrination. It's about teaching people, I don't think it's just children. I think adults are pretty unaware of a lot of the stuff that's going on. But to have people, you know, to come up with this phraseology and to try to force people into admitting something that they basically don't know anything about or have no real play in or say in, I think is pretty damned outrageous. And I think that's the part of the teaching, as you were suggesting, Jennifer. Parents were finding out what was going on, and it's back to indoctrination. That's what's going on in way too many school classrooms. It's not about the real history. And I don't know, at this point, who the hell even knows what the real history is of this country? It's been so flogged. And what we've been told, I remember the stuff I was told as a kid, it's laughable now. The things that
it was so whitewashed. It was completely whitewashed.
Literally.
It has been. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. 48 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Shante, can you sweep that, please?
Mina's salon business is growing faster than she can keep up with. She needs a new shop manager before her bookings go out of style.
Curtain bangs and balayage would look so good on you. Just hang on 1 second.
Can you please answer that? Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Hi.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Let's find out what things are going on in the world of technology that have grabbed the attention of Victoria Keelan this Monday morning. It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. There's a new sheriff in town, or no, maybe a new mayor in New York City. His name is Eric Adams. What's going on with him? It has to do with technology.
Yeah, he's making some internet or some national headlines already. Hasn't been sworn in yet as the new mayor of New York City, but on Sunday he was on the State of the Union show on CNN, and he said that he plans to receive his first several paychecks in Bitcoin. And he said the reason that he wants to do that is to encourage New York to become a center of innovation. So last week he actually tweeted that he would take his first three paychecks as mayor in the form of Bitcoin, saying that he wants New York City to be a growing epicenter of cryptocurrency and that industry. And so he later expanded on that and said that he wants eventually to have Bitcoin payments be a choice for New Yorkers of how they wanted to receive their paychecks. He added that some people in the blockchain community see New York as overly bureaucratic and that he wants to make it a hub for new technologies. And he said, we're going to look at it. We're going to tread carefully and we're going to get it right. But he said that this is a center of innovation And then he said things like self-driving cars and drone development. Not all of that happens in New York City, but okay, I get where he's going. And so essentially he said he wants to make the city be all about innovation and draw more, more potential employees to live in the city. And so he said volatility is part of, you know, the investments, which is true. But I guess he was asked about the his decision to take his paycheck in Bitcoin. It's not usually a very smart thing to do to buy or to accept payment with Bitcoin. Is hackers do it because you can't trace it. But it's really not. You have to really be careful with the type of Bitcoin that you have. With the type of cryptocurrency that you decide to spend your money with, because you can end up spending a lot more than whatever the goods and services is worth. It's a very complex system. I don't know. I see that this is going to be his thing, but I don't know how well that's going to go over. I don't see the 300,000 city employees getting paid by Bitcoin.
No. Well, it's too hard to negotiate still, isn't it? Under the circumstances.
It's still not regulated, and it's, like I said, people are being, they don't understand it, and a lot of people have cryptocurrency credit cards and ATMs, and it's just, the exchange rate is, you have to really know what you're doing or you're losing money.
Yeah, big time. Big time. All right, in a moment, the FBI has a new public service announcement that has to do with what we were just talking about. Stand by for that after this.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
All right, so Victoria, thank you for the clarity of voice. What's the FBI? What in the world is happening with my voice?
The FBI.
What's this crypto scam? Yes.
Yeah, so the FBI is warning people of a new breed of scam involving cryptocurrency ATMs. So essentially what happens is a con artist convinces a person to put cash into a cryptocurrency ATM and then send the purchased coins
to
the
scammer. Who knew there were such things as cryptocurrency ATMs?
Sure, yeah. Really? You have... Sure, yeah, you've got a debit card for it. That's how, you know, you can access your money. And so, essentially, this is an old-school scam with some high-tech upgrades. And so, essentially, this is a person who is going to convince you to give them money. Like, you know, the old-school, I'm a Nigerian princess and I need I need $5,000 or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, this scam is now, with crypto, it's now actually working on people. So much so that the FBI has had a number of these cases reported. And so, they're warning everybody, look, the bottom line is... This is just like a wire fraud, wire transfer fraud scheme. Don't give money to anybody you don't know. If you're online dating and someone asks for money, don't give them money. You're being catfished. It's just very simple.
It is. Simple and straightforward. You're getting rooked. That's the old expression. You're getting rooked. All right, Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.